terrorist threats have to be a concern for the presidential contenders. The possibility of another domestic attack is something the next administration will need to be prepared for. But Homeland Security has received surprisingly little attention on the presidential campaign trail. NPR's Pam Fessler reports.
Yes, there was that one time when the prospect of another attack made campaign headlines. It was when John McCain's advisor, Charles Black, said an attack would be a big advantage politically for his candidate. McCain couldn't distance himself from the remarks fast enough.
I cannot imagine why he would say it. It's not true. I've worked tirelessly since 9/11 to prevent another attack on the United States of America.
McCain noted that, among other things, he was one of the main proponents of an independent commission to investigate the 9/11 attack to help avoid similar ones in the future. His opponent, Barack Obama, responded by saying this was an issue that should transcend politics, although he'd be happy to debate who'd be the stronger president when it comes to protecting the country. But that debate, at least as it relates to Homeland Security, has yet to occur.
What's so surprising and remarkable to me is how much Homeland Security has not played in the discussion.
David Heyman is with the Center for Strategic and International Studies. He says neither candidate has offered detailed plans for closing security gaps at the nation's airports, train stations, and elsewhere.
We don't have control over our border. We're not prepared for known biological attacks.
And Heyman says no one really knows the most effective way to secure cargo. The candidate's overall philosophies are also unclear.
Are we more secure by putting more security in place, or are we more secure by integrating across the globe in a better way?
Heyman says these things matter. Americans might be worrying less and less about an attack, but most security experts think the threat is as great as ever.
His homeland security policy right now is thoroughly intertwined with his understanding that we have to be successful in Iraq.
That's McCain's senior policy advisor, Douglas Holtz-Aiken. He says McCain thinks the best way to prevent another attack is to stop al-Qaeda from getting a foothold in Iraq and Afghanistan. Holtz-Aiken acknowledges that the campaign website doesn't mention Homeland Security as a major issue, but he says the Republican senator has a strong record to run on.
He was one of the leaders in the effort to clear the digital spectrum so that we could have first responders that could communicate with one another.
Something they couldn't do at the World Trade Center and again during Hurricane Katrina. McCain has also pushed for stronger border security, especially after it became clear that would be a prerequisite for his plan to reform immigration.
Maybe we don't call that a Homeland Security initiative, but it's obviously an important accomplishment in that regard.
McCain has also said if there's another Katrina-like disaster, he'll use the private sector as a model to make sure emergency supplies get where they're needed. Obama agrees with McCain that Katrina was one of the Bush administration's greatest failures and says in his administration, the FEMA director would report directly to him. Unlike McCain, Obama has a whole section on his campaign website devoted to Homeland Security. Stephen Flynn, a senior fellow at the Council on Foreign Relations, is an unpaid advisor to the campaign. He says the biggest difference between the candidates is that the Democrat thinks money spent on Iraq would be better spent domestically, on critical infrastructure, so the country's better able to withstand another attack.
The more brittle we are as a society, as unfortunately the poor citizens in New Orleans learned, the more consequential disasters, whether they be man-made or natural, are going to be.
Obama has also pushed to target Homeland Security funds at cities that face the greatest threat and to impose tougher restrictions on chemical plants. He also thinks all Americans should share in the burden of protecting the nation, a topic he raised in a speech last year in Washington.
Too often, this administration's approach to Homeland Security has been to scatter money around and avoid hard choices, or to scare Americans without telling them what to be scared of or what to do.
He said if elected, he'll share threat information with the public and with local officials. Still, on Homeland Security, the differences between the candidates are not that clear-cut. It could come down to which one voters think would be the best manager to prepare for another disaster and the best leader if one should occur. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.